Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday the 7th of January. I hope you're all well. Certainly getting better here, settling down now after a torrid few weeks. But yeah, let's get into 2022. There's no Premier League this week, so I'm on my own for a Friday. Another week off old numbnuts. Zumpty, I could call it with Z, couldn't I? Zumpty will return next week. Yep, Zed will be back next week for the EPL previews. That's assuming Jurgen Klopp lets football go ahead. You know, perhaps next week we're interfering with his, I don't know, his dental whitening appointments. So we'll have to move games for that. Fucking white tooth wanker. Villa have confirmed Coutinho. Interesting signing. I like the fact we got a lot of Villa fans. It's just, as I've said before, I love these boys on Twitter. They entertain me. It is an interesting signing. Of course it is. He was a fantastic player for Liverpool. Remains to be seen if Villa are going to get the Coutinho of 2017-18. Obviously, he's not played a lot for Barcelona, top match football. Barcelona have been in decline. You know, he was a big part of what was a poorer Liverpool side. And his, you know, it was his sale, wasn't it, that really provided the catalyst for Liverpool to push on. That money, whatever it was, 135 million, whatever it was, enabled them to buy Alisson and Van Dijk. And obviously that, particularly the sign of Van Dijk, well, the keeper's good as well, moved them up a level. So while Villa fans, I get the excitement, I would be waiting to see how it pans out. You do have a tendency at the minute, you Villa fans, to be getting overconfident. I've kept every single one of the Villa above Spurs tweets and messages. I've kept them all. Just keep your powder dry. Maybe a condition of removal from FTS in the summer. Who knows? Removed for spouting nonsense. Spurs were terrible against Chelsea. I was on a Zoom. I had a Zoom 7:30. I said, can I move it to 7 o'clock? So I said, I'd like to watch Spurs in a semi-final. Overran by 5-6 minutes. We're already one down. Unbelievable. Absolutely terrible. And shows the gap the three have over the rest, to be honest. You know, Spurs still need a major clear out. Conte is very good. Absolutely love him as a manager, but he's not Harry Potter. Wheeling a magic wand. And Newcastle get Trippier. And that single transfer and the details of it basically tell us how they're going to behave over the next few years and what a farce this game will continue to be. I think everybody thought, yeah, he'll go and he'll have an option to leave if they got relegated. There is no relegation clause, so he cannot leave freely if they go down. But the quid pro quo is that they won't reduce his wages. And normally, you know, it's written in that if you get down to the Championship, there's wage reductions. But he's going to be getting paid top whack Premier League wages in the Championship playing Coventry. And I'm still standing by. I couldn't give a monkey's who they buy. They are going down. Absolute madness. It's the game is absolutely mad. And I mean, Phil Jones played the other day. Unbelievable, this. Phil Jones made his first appearance for 2 years. I don't watch a lot of football, as you know, so I didn't know that he hadn't been playing. Certainly wouldn't have said, oh, he hasn't played for 2 years, but he made his first appearance for 2 years the other day. He's earned £15 million between between these two appearances, the last one he made in 2020 and the one there. He's earned 15 million quid for not playing. It's just, the game's absolutely gone. It is madness. It is absolutely mental. And the game, it's just, everything is farcical. That Inter Milan, you know, obviously we had 10 scheduled games in Italy. Four of them ended up being called off, and I've said to the Ultimate guys, you know, you just got to watch what's going on at the minute. But Inter Milan, Bologna, Inter Milan was one of the games called off. Inter Milan had to travel to Bologna. They actually had to turn up, get changed, warm up for the fixtures. The referee and linesman went out and checked the nets and everything for a game that was never going to be played. It is absolutely mental what is going on. It's just nuts. Just shut the whole thing down rather than letting that nonsense go on in Italy, letting Klopp decide who plays and when they play. Just shut it all down for 3 weeks and then sort it out. And fair enough, we have to have a tight schedule. But the integrity for me in all of it this season now, you know, it's just gone. It is just absolutely gone. We're 2 years into this. I got it back when football, when this was all new and football at the start stop. But we're 2 years in now and we've got decisions being made like headless chickens still. It's just totally unacceptable nonsense. It really is. It's fucking madness. We don't have all the leagues, but obviously we got FA Cup football, as I said, in England. So that's the Championship and Premier League not on the sheets. We've not got the Dutch back. We haven't got Bundesliga 2. France has been moved back behind fan crowds of 5,000. So, yeah, it is all up in a mess. And there's obviously limited football that this week with those leagues missing. I've got nothing really. Obviously, we haven't done the preview like we would do. So I do like a first half goal at Real Madrid and Empoli. And I like over 2.5 at Metz and Villarreal, again, as trades, the first half goal waiting in play. And the over 2.5 at Metz and Villarreal, dripping that in and trading on goals. Golf's back, put a nice trade in the Telegram group, which is already 50% green in and out, which was nice. So that'll be nice for the year to come. And obviously with COVID, Xmas, Christmas, New Year, I've been quietish. Did feel particularly ill for 2-3 weeks, but yeah, much better now. So things will get back. But obviously, we've had some with no football preview. We've had some interesting developments in the world, haven't we? Indeed in our own Telegram chat. I think we could have I think we're going to start a new feature, the FTS News Bulletin. There we'll have our FTS News. Boris Johnson continuing to completely fucking lie repeatedly on a daily basis. I mean, this latest one, I know people think I broke record. If the guy wasn't such a fucking lying fucking twat, it wouldn't be a broken record. I've still yet somebody to email me and say, this is why he's fucking great. The latest thing, this fucking flat refurb, absolutely caught red-handed. And the excuse they genuinely present is, what annoys me about it is the excuses they present, they just think we're fucking stupid. And the sad thing is they get away with it. Society just seems to be happy to move on. I've had WhatsApp for years. I've had it across 6 phones. Every time I get a new phone, I transfer my WhatsApp. Every single time. You install WhatsApp and it asks you, what was your old number? He's an absolute grifter. Absolute. I mean, he's thick as mints. Don't get me wrong. I know everybody who eaten. He's a grifter, but he's absolutely fucking thick as fuck. But I'm sure that someone in Downing Street has the fucking technical competence to transfer an old phone to a fucking new phone. Let's bear in mind, this is where the fucking nuclear messages would first be coming from. It's complete and utter lying shit bollocks, isn't it? And it's incredible. We then obviously had two major things break this week. And I just look at these things, and the sad thing for me, and I do genuinely mean this, the sad thing for me is we're just seeing more and more of people tying themselves to binary choices, their side of the argument, the desire to be right. And I really do think it is just slowly dredging society of any common sense whatsoever. So for the FTS News Bulletin, let's start with the fucking Serbian tennis player. Let's start there, shall we? And firstly, let's be 100% fucking clear. 100% clear. He's not in fucking prison. He's in a fucking hotel and he can get on a plane anytime he fucking likes and fuck off home. No one's fucking holding him in prison. He can fuck off whenever he likes. He's a fucking multi-millionaire. Get one of your fucking Cessna jets and take me home. Anytime. People are talking complete and utter bollocks to suit their narrative. I was thinking this morning, genuinely, I got up early, obviously, now you've got to do the football, I took the dog out, I'm walking around and I had a bit of thinking time. I was trying to think in what circumstance would ever exist in my fucking life that I felt compelled to get up in the morning and go and greet a celebrity at an airport or camp outside a fucking hotel. I just can't. I come to the conclusion, genuinely, I'd have to be a fucking corpse that was dragged and laid there. You just see it. You know, the old phone goes, Harry Kane's in the Grosvenor Park Lane. Suggsy getting hold of KK. KK, you grab the other end, son. Let's get Erskine's corpse down the fucking hotel. Fucking sharpish. It's just complete bollocks. I mean, a real thing at the minute is decrying news. You know, I don't watch the news anymore just because it annoyed me. But there's a non-stop attack at the minute on the news. You just Google defund the BBC and you'll have groups of people saying the BBC's too right-wing. You'll have groups of people saying the BBC's full of fucking lefty fuckwits. You'll have other people saying it's run by Tories. That doesn't matter. It's a non-stop attack. And what people don't realise is that actually it's pretty much none of that. They give you what you fucking feed on. It's a business. News is a business now. It is simple. Back in the old days when there was like four channels, you know, sounding old, you got in from school, kids' programmes, there was a half-hour news show, and then there was another one at 10 o'clock. It's now a 24-hour fucking business, and people don't like it if the people on that channel aren't telling them what they want to hear. That's where we're at. They're not saying what I want them to hear, so they're fucking too fucking right-wing. Look at them fuckers. They're not saying what I want to hear. It's all fucking lefty bollocks, fucking lefty liberal wankers. That's where we are. That's exactly where we are. There's no attempt to try and look into the middle ground at all. It's just this. They don't say what I want, so I fucking can't stand them. Bin them, fucking get rid of them. And it isn't. It's a business. You know, Fox News in America was created not because Fox News, Murdoch and fucking Roger Ailes thought that the news was bad in America. They saw an opportunity. They saw an opportunity that a big fucking fat racist white guy sex offender could basically feed off and make shitloads of money. And people would lap it up, and it's still going on to this day. And he just saw that there was people similar to him, not necessarily all sex offenders, but predominantly white middle-aged racists, that they could make a programme specific to them, tell them what they want to hear, they'd lap it up. So obviously they'd attract viewing numbers, and that would attract advertisers. In the mid-80s in this country, the news, particularly the newspapers, moved to being half sensible. I'm not saying they've always been sensible, but half sensible, to being fucking obsessed with celebrity. And that's where we are now. We've just absolutely had our news dominated by celebrity. It's how people like fucking Piers Cuntface Morgan stay relevant in this country. And 25 years after Fox, I always say we lag behind America, 25 years behind Fox. Some clever dick thought that there's people who want in the UK who want to listen, particularly since sort of 2016 onwards, who want to listen to the likes of Farage. For me, completely inexplicable. Why would you? But again, let's make a channel with that sort of people, appealing to the people he wants to speak to, and GB News was born. It's not there to deliver better news. It's not. Don't ever think it's there because they think, oh, the BBC's bad or Sky News is bad. It's there to make money. They're just doing it because they've got a base of people in these binary worlds we're living in that they can appeal to. That's what it's fucking all about. It's ridiculous. It's not a failing of the BBC. It's a failing of fucking society. Only wanting to be told what we want to agree with, what they agree with and what we want to listen to. That's all it is. It's a phenomenon. It's everywhere. In our Telegram group, I had a discussion, you know, ref things was going on and on this fucking Arsenal City game. So I thought I'll just enter in, try and be a bit devil's advocate. It's bollocks. You can't get anywhere. If they don't agree with it, it's corrupt. Well, no, it's not. It's a decision that didn't go your way. It doesn't make it corrupt. Makes referees make mistakes, and as I said, if the players make mistakes, if the refs made the mistakes that some of the players make, fuck me, we'd have stocks reintroduced outside football grounds. It's absolutely fucking mental. But anyway, back to the Serb. So the Serb, Djokovic, he's an outspoken anti-vaxxer. No problem. That's his choice. That's, you know, I've got no. That's what you want to be. His wife's a fucking nut job. That's an absolute fact. I mean, she's one, when I spoke last week about the 5G mask, she's one who shared a COVID video to 100,000, got nearly 100,000 views on Instagram, saying COVID was down to 5G, and then when it got taken down, she tried to pretend that she was just trying to educate people in a desperate bid to save face. His mum and dad are working him out, making him out to be some sort of refugee fucking war-torn hero from Syria. He's a fucking multi-millionaire that can jump on a plane any fucking time he likes. Let's have it fucking right. That's what he is. A fucking multi-millionaire sportsman who can jump on a plane any fucking second he likes. He got given a medical exemption, fine and dandy. Unfortunately, him or his team fucked up the paperwork. I've been to Australia, along with the time I got hiked off at customs in America. If I haven't told that story on the pod, I think I have, but if I haven't, let me know and I'll tell you about it. But along with that time, it's one of the most intimidating things I've experienced, the fucking border control in Australia. I was questioned for 15, 20 minutes. I was on my own, being to Singapore, left Jack in Singapore, was going to visit my sister on my own. 15, 20 minutes on why I wanted to enter the country. You can dress, but unfortunately it's being dressed up now as something to suit people's narrative. It's being dressed up as it was all planned, get him on the plane, make an example of him. He's an anti-vaxxer, let's fucking there. He fucked the visa up. That's what's happened. He fucked the visa up and he's chosen to appeal. What does he think? He can appeal and go and hit some balls down old Melbourne, down the old Rod Laver court, get yourself in the old fucking five-star hotel, we'll give you a shout. Fuck off. Why should they have different rules? It's the same fucking rules for everybody. Fuck off. As the judge said, the tail doesn't wag the dog. But what really annoys me is this happens every fucking day in Australia. It happens every day. But because it's a celebrity and this celebrity wank fest, it becomes a cause. It gets expanded then so that people can remotely tie any sort of thread to suit their argument in their bullshit binary fucking cause. It's bollocks. The rules are the rules. He wants the freedom to not have the vaccine. Then let have the fucking Nazi nation have the rules to operate their rules how they want to do them. And let's see if he's allowed to stay or go. Should I stay or should I go now? Imprisoned my fucking arse. There was 946 fucking visa cancellations last year in Australia. That's what? 2.5, 3 a fucking day. He's just another one. Fill your fucking forms incorrectly. Do it properly, you fuckwit. And if people in this country are sitting in their fucking basements in Yorkshire crying over it, fucking go and have a word with yourself. What the fuck is going on? Honestly, what the absolute fuck is going on? You do end up binary, because I'm at the stage now. I didn't bother me at first, but now I hope they fucking send him home. Standing there, he's fucking imprisoned. Guy can get on a fucking plane anytime he likes and fuck off. What other big news? And then we come to the old statue, don't we? The Colston statue. Harder, this one. This is a harder one. But let's clear it up the best we can. Your Bristol South West reporter for FTS will clear it all up. Obviously, the Colston statue, the four people involved this week got a not guilty verdict. And the issue again here is it's gone binary. We all saw the pictures on TV, newspapers, over the internet, whatever way you consume your media. Some sat in adulation and the revolution was starting, you know. Yeah, pull them all down, you know, as people who were genuinely loving it. And others sat disgusted at what they see as rioting and anarchic behaviour. And there's no real middle ground then, it's just two binary options. Fucking look at them louts, or yeah, let's fucking do this. I'll be clear, I for one am totally, totally against erasing history as if it never happened. I just think it's wrong on every level. I think we should educate people, and I think that's how we learn and evolve. You know, currently, in my mind, we're devolving at a fucking amazing rate. Most of this shit that happens now is just being stirred up by the cancer that is social media. Yes, Colston, he dealt in slavery. That's what happened back then. It's an abhorrent thing. It still goes on illegally now to this day. But he also built schools. So some of those people who were out there rampaging in the streets, I can guarantee you had parents, grandparents who went to schools and were educated in schools that he built and paid for. you can't just get the Tippex out and pretend that these people don't fucking exist. It's nonsense, or it hasn't gone on. Use the past to educate people and move society on. You know, everybody has good and bad in them. And you can't just Tippex out what we don't like and try to keep what we want. It's fucking madness. In 100 years' time, if we're still here, people may be looking back and Zuckerberg and Jack from Twitter may be looked as some of the biggest cancers and failing of society, allowing attacks on democracy and wildfire spreads of misinformation to fester. I'd still like to think it's not just Tippexed out and people use that to educate and move society on. I just find it madness, this sort of let's just change everything, remove everything, pretend they didn't exist. I've got no problem going up to a statue of Colston in Bristol and a kid saying to me, who's that? And explaining it fully. I've got no problem with that. And explaining the abhorrence of slavery. I might be wrong. I don't know. But I also firmly believe in the rule of law. And we've had a jury system in this country dating back, you know, God knows when, 12th century. We've sent that system around the world. The premise is one I think most people believe in, that if you're guilty by a jury of your peers, that stands. But we now have this ridiculous fucking situation where we've got a verdict of not guilty by a jury of our peers, and people don't like it. So we've got MPs saying it's against the rule of law. A Tory MP tweeting anything about the fucking rule of law. It's parody beyond parody. You couldn't get anything more fucking currently laughable. It's unbelievable what we're living in. It really is fucking unbelievable. And I get the hard thing. The hard thing is the correlation in our minds of what we saw. We did see people in the streets. We saw people tipping this statue in the water. And the verdict that's come out. I fully get it. It's hard to correlate. I thought them do it, so they must be fucking guilty. And the people are saying, you know, oh no, you know, it's the cause, that it's a good job they're innocent for the cause. But for those who think, oh, this is against the rule of law, I can understand the thought process that leads people there. But we did see the pictures on TV. We did. But we didn't sit through a trial of legal arguments and how they were portrayed against the charges levelled. The prosecution may have just been fucking garbage. The defence may have been excellent. Could have been a combination of both. The charges levelled might not have been in the right ballpark for what went on. But let's get one thing absolutely sorted. They were found not guilty, and that verdict doesn't in any way, as has been again spread all over the place, set a precedent or a carte blanche and anyone can now go and pull statues down. Complete and utter bollocks. Just like I can't walk into a pub and fucking headbutt somebody and then somehow get acquitted, that doesn't then mean I can go around fucking headbutting anyone I like because I've got away with it once. It's fucking mad, absolute madness. So it's complete and utter bollocks, and unfortunately, again, people like that fucking Darren Grimes. If you follow Darren Grimes, please leave FTS. Absolute fucking weasel fuckpot. Another grifter looking to make money. These people, the one thing these people have worked out is there's enough idiots that they can make money off. I think it's a bigger fucking scam than people sold gambling PDFs. It shouldn't be taken seriously. There is no precedent set. They were found not guilty. As is the case with hundreds of thousands of cases over the years, that really should be the end of the matter. My concern, really, with all this, isn't that verdict. My concern is that with all the build-up to something like this and the reaction to it and these issues which are becoming more and more binary, the jury system, for the first time in my life, I start to doubt it. Because as a nation, bar a few gang bangers, we all pretty much agree that violence is bad. So if we were called to jury service and we see evidence of violence, I'm heartened by the fact that reasonable people will sit and listen to the evidence, look at that, and they can make a just decision over whether there was any reasonable doubt that the perpetrator should be found guilty of that violent act or whatever. And you'd go through that process, and I think, you know, jury appears can say there is no doubt that this guy did this and it's wrong there. With an issue like this sort of public disorder, I don't have the same confidence that will now happen. Because let's say, for example, and I'm not, you know, I'm not certain this won't happen, that Churchill's statue, one another one which is divisive, gets pulled down in London. A load of people take to the streets, end up pulling Churchill's statue down, dragging it and throwing it in the Thames. You'd have 50% of people dancing in the street going, yeah, fucking Churchill, he was a wanker. 50% of people thinking it was disgusting. And when that ends up at trial, you get a jury. If you get a jury made up of, you know, a majority of 50% of the street dancers, or vice versa, you get a jury made up of 50% of the people think it's disgusting. I'm not certain now in my head, and I might be wrong, but I'm just not certain that jury then would be fit for purpose. I don't have an answer to how you solve that, other than society getting better, but I can't see that happening. But I do fear that's where we're headed, that in certain instances, with this binary nature that is developing, that we're going to end up with a jury system of people just with this preconceived, well, no, I don't agree with that anyway, so it doesn't really matter what's going to go on, because we're just getting so used to being told what we want to hear and what suits our narrative. It just does concern me. You know, you only need to look in America yesterday. You know, that January the 6th last year, whatever you call it, insurrection, whatever you want to call it, but it was a horrific state of affairs to happen. But now, look, you know, the first couple of days there was sort of joint sort of condemnation of it. People like Lindsey Graham saying that Trump's got to take this on the chin. Mitch McConnell saying it's Trump's fault. That's completely shifted now, that you've got this just two camps. You've just got two camps. One lot that, yeah, it was nothing, should have happened. And another lot going, hang on, we've got to deal with this. And never the twain shall meet. It's never ever going to become anything else. So, yeah, I just think we're headed down such a bad path, and it all comes down to, as I, you know, I'm conscious I've said the word a lot, but this binary nature that people are living in, and this fact that people just want to be told and see what they want and nothing else. And the public is getting dumber and dumber for it, unfortunately. And there's people playing on it, you know, spreading whatever they want that they see they can grift and make a bit of money from. It's absolute bollocks. But there's absolutely no fucking way that fucking Novak Djokovic is being fucking imprisoned. He can fuck off anytime. He can get on a plane tomorrow and fly fucking home. He can get on a plane now and fly fucking home. You know, Australia, my sister lives down in Melbourne, lives outside Melbourne, Mount Eliza. I think she had 11 months that she couldn't go more than 5 miles from her house. They've had some of the toughest restrictions. Of course, it's caused aggravation out there. People, you know, like this country, like every country in the world in this, people who don't agree with restrictions, this, that or the other, but they've lived through it. I just don't see why this fucking guy should even think he can fucking come in and change the rules. It's quite simple. It is really simple. He's fucked his visa up. That is all it's about. You can mix it up whatever you like. He's fucked his visa up and he ain't getting special fucking attention. And I totally fucking agree with that. Absolutely agree with it. Everything else is just noise and conspiracy theories. They've done it on purpose. All complete and utter conjecture. And that's the other great thing in this world. Too much fucking conjecture of bollocks and lack of facts. Right, anyway, Happy New Year. Enjoy the football. Few bits of admin. Telegram group, as I posted this morning, but if you haven't been in there, if people would go in. I've just posted, I'm going to ask you numerous questions over the week. Really grateful if as many people as possible answer honestly. I want to move that on in 2022 as part of the sort of education and how we share info, and it's for you guys to get the most out of. So if you can answer me, that'll help us shape that. While I'm on that, I've provided NFL all through the season. I'm going to team up with Andy Richmond, who was on the pod in the back end of last year. Fantastic guy, Andy, profitable race trader, massive NFL enthusiast, very, very knowledgeable. Just a good egg, what I'd call it, other than being a gooner, what I'd call a good egg, but knows his stuff. But Andy and I are going to produce a provide a write-up for all 13 NFL playoff games, which start next weekend, start the 15th, right through to the Super Bowl on the 13th of Feb. There will be a small charge, so it's not free, but it's, we're not talking massive money. It's just to limit the numbers and get it to obviously enable people to, because a lot of this will be bookmaker based, to get bets on. So I'm going to post the details to the Telegram group first this afternoon. If you want that, we'll keep it open until we run out of space, or Thursday it will close, whatever. We're going to cover every game, money line, spreads, totals, prop bets, which is, you know, Andy's brilliant at, knows the players inside out, and spots the missteps that the bookies make, pricing these people up in passing yards and to score and rushing yards and all that sort of stuff. So we'll go right up to every game, including the Super Bowl, and the 49ers victory on the 15th of February. So, as I say, details of that will go in the Telegram group. If there's any spaces left, then I will make it more widely available. Summer school, I'm going to put a new video up probably on Monday. So check in there, then I will let people know. If not Monday, it'll be Tuesday, but I expect to get that up on Monday. I'll post when that is up. And prize winners, I owe you some money. So if people, I'm going to contact everybody again Monday. PayPal will be the preferred payment. So if anyone has a prize, and they know they've got a prize due either from the Christmas party or from the Christmas party or from FTS Advent, then send me that. Send me a PayPal and I will get you paid on Monday. Anyone I don't hear from, I will contact. As it stands, FTS Bradvent was not one of my brighter ideas. Cost me about 800 quid. You're useless, all of you. Didn't think it through. I thought you'd be a bit better than that, but still reeling from things like back in Hull. Useless. Right, have a good weekend. Arrivederci. Get back to your Serbian flags and your fucking Djokovic worshipping. I'll be back tomorrow for a quick look at the goal markets. There's no official NFL bets from me this weekend, but I will have a look. I'll have a quick check over tomorrow. Obviously, it's the last round of regular season games, so a lot of them not got much to play for, but I'll have a quick look, see if there is anything I like and mention it on here. Have a good weekend, and if Jurgen Klopp lets us go ahead, there'll be some football next week. Right, enjoy yourselves, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.